All night long.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, did I suddenly see you? Ooh, did I tell you I need you? Every single day of my life. You didn't run, you didn't lie, you knew I wanted just to hold you. Had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I want you to hear me say we'll be together every day. What can I do? What can I be? When I'm with you, I wanna stay there. If I'm true, I'll never leave, and if I do, I know the way there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you? Every single day of my life.
Far behind, out of sight, and out of mind. Yeah. Thank you. Fucking New Year. 10Q with more to listen for.
Thank you. Monroe inviting you to meet the press. Meet the Press, an unrehearsed press conference, is a public affairs presentation of NBC News. Our guest today on Meet the Press is Senator Edmund Muskie of Maine. Senator Muskie was the Democratic candidate for vice president in 1968 and made a try in 1972 for the Democratic presidential nomination. As chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, he will be a key figure in the legislative debate beginning in January on national spending and economic policy. Senator, the Congressional Budget Office recently predicted that there would be a recession in the last half of 1979. That office has been fairly accurate in the past in making such predictions. Are you expecting a recession in 1979?
Well, the best I can do is read the economists, and the prevailing view appears to be that toward the end of the calendar, there may be a shallow depression, recession. And CBO's tentative judgment is that there may be, but that it will be shallow and that it will continue for a very short time and will lead to a strong economy in calendar 1980. Those advanced predictions, I think, have to be taken with a touch of salt, as we would put it in New England. I've rarely seen economists boast of last year's projections. And nevertheless, one has to take them into account. So at the moment, what we look forward to is a slowdown in the economy, which probably is necessary to some extent if we're to bring inflation under control, but hopefully not such a slowdown as will precipitate a significant recession leading to unemployment, which could throw the budget out of whack, which could throw our hopes for containing inflation out of whack.
President Carter hopes to raise military spending, to cut most other spending, and to aim for a $30 billion deficit in the next fiscal year. What would the shallow recession you're talking about do to those plans?
I think the achievement of a $30 billion deficit will depend upon a strong private economy. And if the strength of the economy is not sufficient to produce the revenues upon which the administration's forecasts are based, the $30 billion deficit would be very difficult to achieve. Secondly, in order to achieve a $30 billion deficit, it would be necessary to cut from $15 to $20 billion from current policy. That is, the cost of continuing present levels, present programs at their present levels, taking inflation into account. That will be very difficult to do, in my judgment.
Well, Senator, there are reports of possible budget cuts coming up, recommended by the administration in education, health programs, housing, mass transit, sewage construction, public service jobs. Are you willing, while raising the military, to cut just about everything else?
I think that the overall spending level must be established based upon our best judgment as to the impact upon the overall health of the economy, taking both inflation and unemployment into account. That will require budget restraint, and I think the Congress is in the mood to exercise budget restraint. But within the overall, there is a legitimate debate in the offing as to the mix of programs, what shall be spent for defense, what must be spent for other programs. And an unrealistic cut, or cuts based upon over-optimistic evaluations of the performance of the economy, could well precipitate very difficult decisions. And I think the $30 billion deficit figure is an over-preoccupation with a number, and that we ought rather to look at what the program needs are, and I'm talking about rock bottom program needs, and fairness. I think that budgets are credible to the Congress and to the country if they're perceived as being fair. And that, I think, is the ultimate test that the budget must meet, both the president's budget and the Congress's budget.
Thank you, Senator. Our reporters on Meet the Press today are Martha Angle of Newspaper Enterprise Association, Martin Schramm of Newsday, and Irving R. Levine of NBC News. We'll continue the questions for Senator Muskie with Ms. Angle.
Senator, given the economic assessment of your own budget officials on Capitol Hill and your emphasis on the importance of fairness and need in setting budget priorities, what do you think is a more realistic deficit figure than the $30 billion the administration is talking about?
Well, if first of all, let me make the point that the fiscal year we're talking about will end October 1, 1980. That's almost 2 years away. And any estimate of deficit must depend upon what one's projection or assumptions as to how the economy will behave for that almost two-year period. Now, the president's budget seems to be based on, at least on the defense side, on an overall inflation rate of about 6.8%.
Is that unrealistically low?
It may be realistic for 2 years from now, but it's not very realistic in the immediate future. So the overall inflation rate may be higher than that, and if it is, then his estimate of a $30 billion deficit may well prove to be over-optimistic. If the CBO, for example, Congressional Budget Office, uses a higher or more pessimistic assumption about inflation, and as a result, it arrives at a current policy budget cost for fiscal 80 of about $550 billion. That would mean cutting $17 billion from current policy in order to achieve the president's deficit figure. That looks to me very hard to do.
Is there not also some question about the effect of even a mild recession upon expenditures and revenues that could make the president's assumptions overly optimistic?
There is that risk related to a mild recession, but there's also the more serious risk that trying to cut more deeply may well trigger a deeper recession and thus really create a backfire that could throw all calculations to the winds. It's a very delicate line that we have to follow. I think budgetary restraint is a must. I think the Congress is committed to budgetary restraint. It's clear that the president is. But I think to try to tie oneself to a specific number like the deficit, which is really the product of actual spending, rather than spending authority, there is a difference. To try to do that could well prompt us to take actions that would trigger economic results we would not like. In order to really change the direction of something as big as the federal budget, one must do it on a multi-year basis. And the Senate Budget Committee this year began dealing with five-year budget periods. It's only in that kind of time frame that one could move toward a budget balance, toward a proper mix of priorities, and toward laying an educational foundation from the point of view of the public as a whole as to their real interests. For example, I think a lot of people in the lower levels of our economy, the older people, disadvantaged people, unskilled people, poor people, tend to think of the federal budget as their only protection against adversity. Well, actually, inflation is their greatest enemy. Inflation is the enemy over which no one has clear control at the present time. So I think if we can deal with inflation effectively, we will do a greater service to those at the bottom of the economic ladder than insistence upon unrealistically high levels of federal programs which might trigger more inflation and a deeper recession.
Mr. Schramm?
Senator, you were sponsor last year of a bill that didn't get very far, but could have forced some significant changes in the way Capitol Hill does things. I'm talking about the Sunset Bill. This is a bill that which would say that all programs, federal programs, end after 10 years, unless the Senate goes back and reenacts them. Is this going to be the year for Sunset? And more specifically, will you include in a Sunset Bill tax loophole provisions, which would mean that all tax loopholes would end unless the Senate went back and enacted every one of them?
I would hope this is the year of sunset. It seems to me to fit our economic condition even better than it did last year. We had a very favorable...